We can have our board communication class. Go with, let's see, who's first? Mr. Solis, would you like to go first?
Sure, thank you, Ms. Hall. I just wanted to say I had the opportunity to go to the Suhai Foundation Awards Ceremony where they gave scholarships, they gave scholarships to the kids at Suhai, and it was a wonderful event. And also, my wife and I had an opportunity to speak to Ms. Stephanie Lopez. She's an amazing, amazing young lady, and she's very resilient, and I want to thank the community for stepping up. She deserves it, and she's going to do great, and she's going to come back and make some changes. We definitely need to look at some of those laws with regards to foster kids. And I know Lorena Gonzalez, she's on it. I know she's working on that to see what can be done. It's not fair. She deserved that bar, and it shouldn't prevent her from getting the assistance that she needs and she deserves. So hopefully something good comes out of it. I'm sure it will. She's so resilient. It's amazing. She impressed us, and I know she's going to go far. So, but thank you. Thank you to the community for stepping up. That's it.
Thank you. Mr. Tarantino?
Yes, like you said last meeting, Mrs. Hall, this is the busy time of the year, so we've got a lot of things that are going on, a lot of them simultaneously. This morning I had the opportunity to attend the Cox Scholars Breakfast, and there were six of our students who won scholarships from Cox. And unfortunately, they didn't have a program, so I don't know how much scholarships were for. They didn't announce it, but here are the winners. Alejandro Perez from Eastlake High School, who will be going to MIT. Frankie Metcalf from Eastlake High School, who will be going to Southwestern College. Reagan Thomas from Eastlake High School, who will be going to Xavier University. Jet Rashak from San Ysidro High School, who will be going to UCLA. Mauricio, and he wasn't here, and I didn't get his last name, but it sounded like Guillermo's, but I know that that's two first names, so I don't know. Anyway, he's from Southwest High School, and I don't know where he's going to college, because he wasn't there. And then Caitlin Tanguanguyo from Otay Ranch High School, who is going to UCLA. And again, this scholarship is based on not only scholastic achievement, but their extracurricular activities, leadership, and perseverance. There were 1,500 applicants and 38 recipients. So these young individuals, they really deserved what they got. I'd like to thank Tony Salinas, teacher at Olympian High School, for organizing the 10th annual Common Senior Experience Showcase. This is part of the cultural tradition of Olympian High School. I want to thank all of the teachers and administration for continuing this tradition. It's the capstone project that demonstrates students' college readiness. The book that they read this year was Farm Sanctuary from Jean Bauer, which dealt with the inhumane treatment of animals that are resulting in factory farming. And part of the tradition is that they fundraise, and senior class of 2018 raised $7,473 for Farm Sanctuary in Southern California. Thanks to Hank Austin, Saul Cruz, the Chula Vista adult counselors, for their role in orchestrating the Chula Vista Adult Awards Assembly. I'd like to thank Dr. Agetti and his team, Janaya Quirk, Roxana Travers, Amanda Murillo, and Colleen Keenan for their role in the master plan meetings. I was able to attend the last two that dealt in Area 3, Otay Ranch and Rancho Del Rey, East Lake High and East Lake Middle. Interesting that really not a lot of new things surfaced. It was all the things that I think we've all heard about, either in public comment or that was being brought by Dr. Agetti and his staff. And again, it revolves around safety. A lot of it revolves around safety, and I think that's a direct result of what's been happening in our public schools throughout the nation. And thanks to Katrine Chakowski for the induction semester two roundtable for year one and two teachers. I have to tell you, listening to these teachers, we have a lot of good candidates that are on board. And I mean, their passion for teaching is unquestionable, and I can tell you that they are teachers who are in it for a career and not just a job. They're not gonna bolt after 5 years. That came across loud and clear. So I want to thank her and Dr. Carberry as well for helping out with that. And last of all, thanks to Mary Alvarado for her work in planning and coordinating the Workforce of the Future Expo at Chula Vista Adult. And that was a showcase of employers around San Diego County. It was great. All right, that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Super.
Sure. Thank you, President Hall. As busy as Mr. Tarantino is, I want to thank you for making all those functions. I've been trying.
Will you pass that along to my wife?
Yes, I'll have my wife call your wife.
Also. Yeah, really, that sounds good.
But I really appreciate that. All the time that the board members make. I unfortunately haven't been able to attend too many, but I appreciate that. I really do. I also appreciate, as we watch getting them, I really appreciate Dr. Janney's heartfelt speech, or I didn't even speech, it was from the heart of your words there. And I sit on the, our apprenticeship board of directors, where we have 500 apprentices, and these are young men and women who have jobs, and they have careers, and they have, things happen, life happens to them as they're going through the program. And I think, because if they get in trouble or they need some help, they come to the board and we talk to them. And we had a few today, and I was reflecting on, that's every day for the team here, at the schools, the principals, the teachers, the counselors, the people working in the cafeteria. Everybody's, trying to support these students as they, and they're not, they're young adults, but they're not adults where they're outside of their house. So I really appreciate all the work that everybody does in supporting their kids. And I know not every child, is the model child that just can go from, all the way through without any issues. I have one of those sons. My son, he just needs a little extra work and learning how that all happens. But I really appreciate the work that everybody does to support all the kids. And it's a big task, that's for sure. I was able to attend the, and Dr. Danny and a few other people were there at the Southwestern College, Dr. Murillo gave her president's speech, and that was really good. It really kind of paralleled what we're doing here at the district and putting the students first, quite honestly, pretty much was there what she was saying. And it was a really, really good presentation, and I really enjoyed it. And just totally just seeing how that campus has changed over the last few years. Very impressive structures that are on site now. I was able to make it back in to our training center, and we had Olympian High School students there, and that was really cool. And seeing them not only getting toured the site, they actually had some hands-on activities for them, which I think is really huge for the students. And I was glad my staff was able, or the team of the training center was able to help to make that happen. And can I use this as an F3? Because I missed F3.
Yes, you can.
Okay, so I just kind of wanted to. If we have board policy in regards to what happened at Otay High School today with the students there, and that. I don't know if we have, what the policy says and what we can and cannot do. And I'd actually like to have maybe a report on what happened there today. I don't know, maybe it's in my inbox already. I haven't had a chance to look, but I would appreciate that. And I would imagine the district had taken was new, you know, was proactive and trying to work through that. And I will not be at the next board meeting. I will be in Sequoia National Forest where there is no cell phone or internet service.
So, you can watch us.
No, you can't. It's impossible. Well, yes, it's impossible. So that's the end of my report. Thank you.
I can tell you where you need to go. You go up to Lee Vining, and you go up this little hill behind Lee Vining, and you can get
the No, I will not even have it. Thank you.
Sure. Green and Rest.